I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm so pleased to have on the phone right now a lady that I interviewed a few years ago. Her name is Dodie Stevens. Dodie, welcome once again.
Thank you.
This time, our main focus is going to be on a song that you wrote recently that has a universal message. It's very close to your heart. But before we get to that, I would be remiss in not mentioning what your biggest hit was, as if anybody needs to know. It was a silly little I can't even say it. It was a silly little ditty called Pink Shoelaces, and boy, oh boy, it was a song that you didn't initially even want to record.
Because at the time I was almost 13, I was at the end of my 12th year, and I was listening to rock and roll, I was listening to all these wonderful groups, you name it, I was listening to them, and I like that kind of music. So when I was given Pink Shoelaces to record, it wasn't the kind of music that I liked, but I had nothing else that was going on in my life musically, and somebody wanted to record me, so of course I recorded it, and to my surprise, it was the hit that it was.
Now I've got a guy, and his name is Dooley. He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears sand shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine, we go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, oh, but that's an all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. We're going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and that old man. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day, Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I wanted down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, a tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
There are at least four videos on YouTube of you doing Pink Shoelaces. This is my editorial opinion. Everyone is adorable. And here's the interesting thing. You may not be aware of this, but the four videos that I saw were all performed in years ending in 9.
I did not know that.
First of all, in 1959, you did Pink Shoelaces live on the Pat Boone TV show.
Yes, setting was in a bedroom, yes.
Yes, and you were on the phone with a friend of yours.
Yes.
And then, 30 years later, 1989, TV show called Let's Rock Tonight.
Was that the one that Fabian hosted?
Yes, indeed, that was. You changed the song a little bit. Dooley had a 60-foot yacht, not just a 12-foot yacht.
That's right. I changed the lyrics a little bit.
He's got a whirly birdie and a 60-foot yacht. That's not all he's got.
I purposely changed that because I thought, now how silly is that? A 12-foot yacht. That's like the size of a rowboat. And of course, I was an adult, and I went, well, I'm changing it to a 60-foot.
However, 10 years later, in 1999, There was a show called Rock and Roll Graffiti where you and Stephanie, your daughter, performed Pink Shoelaces along with a lot of other acts performing their hits.
Yeah.
And that is just phenomenal, that series of videos there. Boy, 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 so great. But then it was back to a 12-foot yacht for that one.
Yeah, it was. It was back to the original lyrics, of course.
And if that's not enough, 10 years later, in the year 2009, you did a performance at the Mentor Performing Arts Theater. And actually, you were with Stephanie, but when you did Pink Shoelaces, you did that one on your own.
Yes.
For those of you out there who can't get enough of Pink Shoelaces, there's plenty on YouTube.
Yeah, there
and
is.
And do you and Stephanie still do performances?
We do. We perform several a year with many of my fellow artists from that era doing doo-wop shows is what they're called now. It used to be oldie shows. Now it's doo-wop shows all over the country. We're in different performing arts theaters and auditoriums doing that kind of stuff, which is a great reunion when you get to be on the stage with all these other wonderful artists from that same time frame.
You sent me a song, and I said, this is a very moving, touching song. And I then wrote back to you, and I said, would it be okay to do a little follow-up interview with you about that song? And I'm talking about a song called When. And it's not to be confused with the Caitlin Twins When. That was a different one. As I mentioned, it has a universal message. It is very close to your heart.
I'm sure, like everybody else, that heard about the Paris terror attacks when that happened last year. It was heart-wrenching, just heart-wrenching. And my thought process at the time was, oh no, here we go again. Here's another one. When is this going to stop? It cannot continue to go on the way it is. Something needs to change. So because it was so heavy on my heart, the next morning I wrote this song, and it was all based on that particular event that had taken place in Paris and thinking of all this killing and all this terror and all these innocent lives that are just in an instant taken away because some group of people think that their way is the right way in many, many cases, and in particular with the Paris terror attacks, that we're doing this in the name of religion. I believe a lot of religions give God a bad name. So I wrote this song. The words just poured through me because they were just coming from my heart and my grief. And I often do this, Ronnie. I will write songs about current events that affect me emotionally, and I have to get it out. It's cathartic. It's just a way of easing my pain and my grief, and I put it on paper, and it helps me heal. Hopefully, if others hear it or read it, it will have that same effect, a healing, or at least a thought of, is there something I can do to maybe make things change so that this won't happen again, or bring some thought to a person's mind, maybe a way they hadn't thought of it before, that maybe there is something we can do, or, you know, things don't have to continue to be the same, especially when it's taking away so many innocent lives. So, I mean, basically that's why I wrote the song. I hope that it could somehow, if it was listened enough by enough people, it could just make a difference in this world. Thank you.
together and say no more.